Well, they're calling themselves the Bacon Bashers, a group of residents near Nimbin who are concerned about a proposal to upgrade a local piggery. The new owners of the piggery on Mountaintop Road say their plan is to bring the ageing facility up to date. However, residents say intensive agriculture shouldn't be allowed in a rural residential area. Bacon Basher Valerie Cameron joins me this morning. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
The piggery's been there since the late 70s. In the past 25 years, there's only been one complaint about it that council has recorded. Why oppose it now?
Well, I think it's because the change and the extra building that's going to be built. There was the idea amongst the neighbours that when we communicated with the previous owner of the piggery that he was going to close it down. The piggery is falling apart, and it's very close to the road and doesn't meet any of the health guidelines of today. And he said it's not making any money and he's going to close it down. So we were kept on with this sort of half promise for a while, and it just got to be a habit that whenever we rang and told him it had smelt, that was the, and so we sort of hoped, I think. we actually believed rather than hoped. And so when he was selling it, he said that he would close it down before he sold it. So we had certainly had that understanding that the new owners would not continue with it. So we were very surprised and distressed to find that this can continue into the future with a new building, and the buildings last for years.
Well, the new owner, I suppose, has the existing approvals to operate a piggery. The new building is supposedly to bring that building that you described as falling down into the modern era. Do you think you've got any hope, I suppose, in terms of opposing it?
Well, I think it's not so much a hope for us now. It's sort of become a general public health issue. I think the more we've gone into it, the more people will have to know how polluted the area is, and how unsuitable that particular locality is for a commercial intensive piggery. I think it's sort of got a bit out, beyond us now with the levels of pollution that we found. So it's actually sort of grown from how we originally saw it, was something that we just really wanted to just explore how it would go as a commercial piggery with the new building. So we had the environmental management plan that was given to us. So as a group, we went through it and explored it and got information and advice as what to do to see how effective this environmental management plan would be. And we find huge holes in it. And the levels of pollution, which we as a group decided to go ahead and measure, are way out of, are thousands of times greater than the maximum acceptable level. So,
but isn't that the point of upgrading the facility to make sure that the effluent disposal is appropriate and that the facility is modern as opposed to the ageing facility that exists there now?
Yes. There's 2 points to that. The first one is, I'll just give you an example of what a few acres of sorghum growing is going to have to absorb.
Sorghum is being used as a solution for when effluent is sprayed over a large area.
It takes up the phosphorus. A few acres, yes.
Right.
So the sorghum is going to be grown, and the poo is going to be absorbed by it. Now, if you can think of a pile of poo being about 680 grams being a pile of poo, that's quite a big pile, probably ice cream container or something like that. Now, that's the level of poo that, say, for example, is going to be washed into the sorghum. There's going to be gallons of the stuff. But if you take that ice cream container full to meet the acceptable water level, there's going to have to be a fifth of a teaspoon of that poo gets washed down on a 11-acre spraying site that's owned riverlands. And considering the rainfall that we have, I just don't know if sorghum's that great at leaching up that amount of poo, if you can understand. Just to give a graphic example.
Sure. So you're concerned on the one hand about whether the methods that are proposed of dealing with the effluent from the pigs is effective. What about the amenity of residents?
Well, it's this piggery is a standard design, and it's an acceptable standard design within the Piggery Council and our corporation, and it works very well for those who want commercial intensive piggeries. But it's meant for a 1 kilometre buffer zone. This one has a buffer zone of 30 metres from the road and 50 metres from the resident's house, a neighbour's house, not the piggery owner. And within this, there's primary and secondary buffer zones. And within the primary buffer zone of 500 metres, there's supposed to be just the piggery owner's house and nothing else. Well, around us, around that 500-metre buffer zone is approximately 10 dwellings within that buffer zone, and that is supposed to be a very highly contaminated area. So there's smells, there's drifts of pollution coming in this humid climate, there's drifts of clouds of pollution, it has a thick mist. There's also an idea that this piggery belongs to the traditional farming practices. It's 30 years old, and it was built, and the people are coming, are newcomers, and the houses were built later. Well, my house is 100 years old, so it certainly predates this piggery. At the time the piggery was built, well, there wasn't the same rules and regulations. But this is a brand new building, extra building. It's not a replacement building.
Should council have done more to prevent the encroachment of houses? Because while your house, which is just outside that 500 metre zone, is an older house, most of the houses have arrived since the piggery was established. Should council be held responsible here?
Well, I don't know about the past. I don't know at all. But now they have an opportunity to act responsibly for public health. We're talking feces being sprayed 30 metres while school buses drive past in a humid atmosphere. There's been cases of swine flu all over the world, as you're well aware. I was in China working in a hospital when the swine flu was there in 2009, and there was talk about, I remember it was very humid. I was in South China and they were very
But there's
fearful.
Never been any instances of swine flu in Australia, in our pig herds here.
No, but there was instances, that swine flu was in Canada. So I think the models for piggeries are very similar. But of course their models was a one kilometre buffer zone. We have a 30 metre buffer zone. And that antigenic drift from humans to pigs only intensifies the virus. And so we've got pigs and a lot of humans walking past. So I don't know about the risks. I'm a scientist, but I'm not an epidemiologist, and they need to. But more questions need to be asked about that.
Valerie Cameron, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you for speaking to us today.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Valerie Cameron from the Bacon Bashers. Well, Peter Dukin is from the Lismore City Council. He's a planner there.
The proposal is for some existing facilities of a piggery to be upgraded, and that will involve essentially a new shed accompanied by some new waste disposal ponds.
Is it a substantial change to the operation that exists there today?
It will be in terms of having facilities that are upgraded to contemporary standards and practices for a piggery. The number of pigs will remain at the originally approved numbers of 550 pigs.
Residents say that they're concerned about the environmental impact and the impact on them from the piggery. Will this development have an impact that is above and beyond the impact that it currently has?
Look, the existing piggery was approved back in the 1970s. So over time, it's quite normal that standards and operating practices will change and improve over that time. This application is proposing just that, to, I think, improve the facilities to address some of those issues that, have crept in over time and bring the facility up to those contemporary standards.
What are some of the issues that that the proponents have considered with regard to their neighbours? Are smell and noise from the piggery issues that have been taken into account in this development?
Yes, they've all been looked at in the application in terms of what is industry best practice. And there are conditions that are proposed as part of our recommendation to council that set operational parameters where none would necessarily exist at present. So it provides us with the opportunity to better monitor and manage any adverse impacts that might arise from things like odour or noise, effluent management and those types of issues.
Residents groups have raised concerns about effluent management. They say that there is a pollution risk from the piggery. Has that also been addressed in this report?
Once again, I think that this proposal will improve that situation. It certainly seeks to address that issue. I think time will tell, and hopefully the end outcome will be an improvement to that situation.
My understanding is there'll be a new shed, a new piggery shed built. The old shed will remain. How will that old shed be used?
One of the conditions that has been recommended to council is for that facility to be decommissioned in conjunction with a condition limiting the total number of pigs.
Is there any chance that the piggery will be allowed to expand and the number of pigs on the site will increase?
Not under this application.
Is there a conflict here because residents have been allowed to move into an area that was previously agricultural? Is that how some of this conflict has arisen?
Look, the land is currently zoned for agricultural purposes. What we have in this situation is, over a period of about 30 years, residential or subdivision development has come closer to this piggery facility. It's a classic land use conflict situation where people move to an area expecting a level of amenity, not necessarily realising that some of those agricultural practices exist in the area or will from time to time make their presence known.
Could the Lismore City Council be in any way liable if residents decide to take action down the track?
Look, that would be a matter for the residents out there, I guess, and it would be dependent upon the circumstances at the time.